T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts, Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to award-winning, first place, best record in the sport, nothing else matters, baseball, at 6:30 tonight. Phone number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. Got a great show for you today, as other than a couple of concerned New York Mets fans, everybody's in a good mood today as the Rangers win game 7 in overtime, 4-3. The New York Yankees just don't lose. And the New York Mets, unfortunately, did get a bit of bad info with Tyler McGill and have played 500 baseball over the last 2 weeks, but still all good in first place. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tornado warning outside.
Oh, boy.
I do believe the Met game is going to happen anyway, although it could be delayed a bit. They're talking about golf ball size hail, and there's a tornado watch out right now.
Same thing in Baltimore, but it's going to clear out early, so the Yankees will have an opportunity to just dominate the Baltimore
Orioles. Well, that's
Orioles.
The one team they don't dominate.
I know.
That's the only series they've lost this year.
That's a change of pace from years past.
But let's just, do what's right and appropriate. Yesterday was special. Whether you're a hockey fan or not, whether you're rooting for the Rangers or not, yesterday was awesome. A Game 7 win at home. And there's really nothing better in sports than that. No matter who you root for, Game 7, your building,
a
win.
If you're you, if you're me, I enjoyed watching that hockey game.
Yeah, you had to. It was great.
If you are a diehard Ranger fan, you enjoyed nothing until Artemi Panarin sent the Penguins home.
And I don't
because
know.
That's tough to watch. You're hiding under the chair. You're nervous. You're screaming at the TV, especially at your own team. Because let's face it, the New York Rangers didn't deserve to win that game last night. But, and here's the big but, Igor Shesterkin delivered.
He played great.
He gave you a Lundqvist-like Game 7 effort. I think he came into this series playing very well. We remember the a million saves he made in Game 1. He did not play well throughout this series, but in a Game 7, that man stood on his head, especially in the first period, and he's the reason why the New York Rangers are going to the second round of the playoffs. Good for him.
It was great. It was great. You had tickets. What was it like being inside the building?
I did
that
not
must
go.
Have been amazing.
I did not go.
What happened?
I did not go.
The guy that goes to every meaningless sporting event in this town for 25 years did not go
and I'll tell you
to
why.
A Game 7.
And I'll tell you why. Now, I could lie to you and say I wanted a diehard Ranger fan to be in that building
not
to experience the beauty of a Game 7 overtime victory. But that's not the case. The case is I sold out.
Cha-ching!
The case is, you heard it, the hottest ticket. They were not lying. It was a stupidly hot ticket. Hence why it would have been stupid for me and my family to go to that game. But I watched it on my couch.
You watched it on your couch. And be honest, you were rooting against the Rangers. You went against your hometown
because
you're an Islander fan.
Craig,
you don't buy into the notion of, hey, it's New York, let's root for New York.
Look,
because you feel like New York has somehow turned its back on you as a Net fan.
It has nothing to do with that. Here's what it has to do with.
Seems like it's got everything to do with that.
Let's call it like it is.
Because I have the tape from Friday when you said those exact words.
Well, no, that's a part of why I don't want to hear we root for New York. because that's BS.
Yeah.
What it comes down to is, and I respect everyone at this radio station jumping on the bandwagon. They should. The Rangers are the most popular team in this town when it comes to hockey. But there is a voiceless group of people out there right now that are New Jersey Devil fans, that are New York Islander
fans.
May
I stop you for a
that
moment?
Hate the New York Rangers.
Before you do it.
Go ahead.
Because I love you.
Go ahead.
Are you about to say words that were said by a member of your basketball team?
That's correct.
Is Evan Roberts now claiming to be, dare I say it, a voice of the voiceless?
I am. For Islander fans and Devil fans, and I've been doing this since the moment I got to this radio station. It's why the Devils sent me a jersey a decade ago. They thanked me for my service, even though I wasn't a Devil fan.
Okay.
I don't like the Rangers. I respect that you do. I absolutely respect that Boomer does. Everyone else is probably
he's a
phony.
Legitimate fan.
And I genuinely feel happy for a diehard fan like Boomer and all the other diehard Rangers.
Yeah, because you know what it's like. I mean, 100%. The Rangers have not had a lot of success.
No.
And then all of a sudden, you know, they fire the coach, they bring in a new GM, and they were down 2 goals in game 5.
Yes.
They were down 2-0 in game 6.
Look,
they were down 2-1, a single goal with 5 minutes to go in game 7.
I will call it like it is and give the Rangers the bouquets that they deserve. But I am not going to pretend, because it would be lying, it'd be phony, that I'm sitting here as an Islander fan rooting for the New York Rangers. No Islander fan is. No Devil fan is.
Yeah.
We never have. We never will. With that said, we could call this an all-time Pittsburgh Penguin choke job, but they'll do that in Pittsburgh. What the Rangers did in this series is remarkable. To come back the way they did in Game 5, to come back the way they did in Game 6, and also, this is for you, Ranger fans, because I need to clarify something. Unless the officials deem that Lafreniere purposely grabbed the helmet
right
off of Pettersson's head, then they can call a penalty. If they don't call a penalty, and the Penguins should know this. You want to know why they should know this? I actually do watch playoff hockey. I watched the Islanders against the Penguins last year. They had the same issue. Helmet comes off. It was Matty Martin with the hit.
Yep.
They deemed that it wasn't intentional. Here's the rule. You have the option to put the helmet back on. You don't have to immediately skate off the ice. You have the chance to put your helmet back on. Pettersson screams like a baby. Screams like a little baby. Wah! Runs off the ice. And yes, it did lead to the game-tying goal. But if the officials can't deem it was done on purpose, and I don't think you can, then the Penguins don't know the rule book. And they should know the rule book because a year ago, they had the same issue. So, Ranger fans, I'll back you up on that. The Penguin fan bitching about the helmet stuff has to shut up and understand the rules.
Bottom line is this. We had a great event yesterday. We don't have to get in the weeds on. It's not what we do. But with all due respect to hockey fans, you know, we're here for you when appropriate. And today's one of those days where it's appropriate because, you know, the Yankees, all they do is win. They're 18-3 in their last 21. The New York Mets, granted, we're getting into it, I'm sure, in depth throughout the show today. Now dealing with some injuries and some legitimate concerns over the last couple weeks, but in first place, so not a significant problem just yet. The New York Rangers were the story yesterday. And that is at the same time, you had a historic blowout win or loss, depending on what side of the fence you want to be on that.
Loss.
In game 7.
Loss.
NBA Western semifinals.
Choke job.
Choke job by the Phoenix Suns at home against the Dallas Mavericks.
I am no longer a fan of the team that embarrassed themselves the most in the NBA playoffs. So congratulations, fellow Net fans. That now belongs to the choking Phoenix Suns.
Down 30 at halftime. And matched point for point by Luka Doncic. And just Luka alone. But the New York Rangers brought sports back to New York City yesterday. Congratulations to them. If you are a diehard Ranger fan, congratulations to you. And there's one reason, among others, why I'm actually happy the Rangers won. Because had they lost that game in overtime or, you know, just, you know, 3-2.
Or if the Penguins actually held on to a lead with 5.5 minutes to go.
If they had lost that game.
Yeah.
We would never have heard the end of he hit the puck above the crossbar.
Oh, the high stick, yeah.
It was illegal.
Yeah.
When the reality of that play is that that might be the single greatest hockey play in the history of hockey. I've never seen a guy kick the puck up right. to his home
and then smack it in.
Have you ever seen that?
I actually have.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
There is no way you've ever seen that
in
happen.
That exact motion. No, but I've seen it kicked up. Yes.
No, I've never seen that. It's hockey.
No, not the exact same way. No, I've never seen that, but I've seen
the guy played soccer and baseball at a hockey game. What?
It was a great play.
It was a great play, even though I did think it was above the crossbar.
You're not overturning
That's one
that.
Of those plays you got to go, dude, I've never seen anything like that before. You got to give the guy the goal.
And you're not overturning it.
Well, they didn't, so whatever.
No, but I don't think it's conclusive enough to overturn.
Anyway, hockey is hockey, and it is what it is. And it does bring up a similar problem this Friday, at least selfishly for our show, because we are going to Friday's Yankee game. We are sitting in a luxury suite. It is catered.
And we're going to watch Nestor Cortez.
Nasty Nestor, who again was brilliant this weekend for the New York Yankees and is a legitimate candidate today for a Cy Young Award with an ERA of 1 point, whatever the hell it is. But what are you going to do? What are you guys going to do, Big Mac? Big Ranger fan that you are? You going to miss another Ranger game?
I didn't miss any Ranger games, and I don't plan on missing another one. I'm going to watch the Rangers live from the greatest place on earth.
Yeah, Yankee
Stadium in the Bronx.
How are you going to watch the Yankee game?
I'll figure out. How am I going to watch the Yankee game?
Yeah. You're going to be staring at an iPad watching the Ranger game.
It's exactly what he did at City Field on
so
Friday.
He didn't watch the Met game
he
on Friday.
He did not watch the Met game
That's
on Friday.
I did not watch the Met game
I
on Friday.
I even gave him, because I'm such a good host for him, I gave him his own headphones so he could hear the Ranger game,
He had the Bluetooth earbuds, so I was focused on that,
So you just decided, I'm going to watch the Ranger game, just a matter of where am I watching it from.
Correct.
You chose City Field as the place to watch it.
Yeah, so and the first two innings getting rained on, too. I wasn't too thrilled.
Got
the first couple
but you know what he also did? Max Scherzer had two no-hit innings, and he starts screaming, no-hitter alert! No-hitter alert! Inside City Field!
Oh, he's got to get you back for that. Meanwhile, did you see what happened before that game Friday?
Yes!
So there's a a man who's supposed to come out and throw out the first pitch. And I'm not sure, you know, the background of why he's chosen.
Well, I'll tell you, I think he's the ambassador to Japan.
Okay.
And they were honoring Japan, I guess, with a festival or some kind of parade. So he was there to throw out the first pitch.
Max Scherzer, though, is warming up. So there was someone made a mistake in the timing of this. And having just lived this myself yesterday with the Long Island Ducks, I now have experienced, you know, there's an order to these things, right? So this man comes out to throw out the first pitch, but Max Scherzer's warming up. So the guy, it's like this weird moment where the guy looks really happy. He runs on the field, and then respectfully, he didn't want to get in Max Scherzer's way.
You cannot get Max's way.
And Max Scherzer, as you know, if you've ever seen him pitch a single game, is like the Terminator, uber focused, nothing else exists, I'm warming up. He did nothing wrong. He's out there to warm up. Game's going to start. So the guy looks around. He's not sure what to do. And this is in a matter of seconds, not minutes. Somebody, I'm sure, from Met PR comes running out and basically says, get off the field. So the poor guy, never got introduced, and he never threw out the first pitch.
And Max, I don't think I ever saw him because Max was so focused on warming up. But what I was curious about when I saw it is what would you have done? If the New York Mets had invited Craig Carton to throw out the first pitch.
I would have thrown out the first pitch.
And how would you have done that?
Hey, Big Max, what's good? Just going to jump in here and throw out the first pitch now because that's why I'm here.
Now, what if he ignores you and just continues to warm up?
Well, then I got to make a decision. I got to, first off, who am I throwing the pitch to? It's ordinarily one of the catchers on the team or a guy that you may have picked out, a guy that you have some kind of connection to. Hey, I want that guy to catch the first pitch. They usually allow that.
Right.
You know, because the team hasn't taken the field yet. So I would have thrown out the first pitch.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have done it on the mound.
Much like I did in Long Island with Wally Backman.
So there was no Long Island Duck pitcher warming up, making sure you didn't get up there?
I threw out the first pitch to the Duck catcher. I threw a strike, by the way. Because I know that's up. You guys are.
Do you have video proof of it?
I do have video proof of it. I'll give it to you.
Well, I will be Joe West, and I will decide if it's a strike.
No,
you don't
problem.
Get to just tell us it's a strike.
The announcer said that's a strike, so I'm going with that.
The announcer's been nice too.
I will throw. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
And then they escort you to wherever you got to go next, And then they do, you know, the players come out. They did a great job with the anthem. A kids choir member, the person called in, they did a great job, and it was awesome. Yeah, Max Scherzer was like, there'll be no first pitch today. Meanwhile, we got lots to do with you. From the New York Yankees, I mean, say what you want to say, man. You know, they should have won on Saturday, but Chapman blows the tie game 2-2, and the offense was non-existent, and they did have a crack there in the eighth to make it another one.
Look at the offense yesterday. Yeah. Until Joey Gallo broke it open, they had one base hit going into the ninth.
Yeah, they're strange like that. Like, they'll dump runs on you in buckets, but they'll go 4 or 5 innings and be a listless, uneventful, nothing's happening, nobody on base offense. But then they drop the hammer.
But when you give Nestor Cortez 3 runs, he laughs and says, that's more than enough, guys. I gotcha. And I thought Boone had a great comment after the game. He said, this isn't a hitting contest. This is a scoring contest.
Yeah, that's his go-to line. That's his
I love that line, though, because he's right. Who cares how many hits you have? It's like that Reds-Pirates game yesterday. The Cincinnati Reds pitched a no-hitter and lost.
1-0, yeah. So, Yankees are, I mean, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, I think it's okay now to start the belief, to start recognizing that they're not last year's Yankees. And are they going to go through a week where they have no offense? I'm sure they will, but it doesn't matter. They're just that good. The pitching has been great. They have, knock on wood, really avoided any significant injuries. Everyone's getting hits different times, and it's almost like boring now.
Oh, stop. Don't say
it's
that.
It's almost like, let's just fast forward
that
to October now.
That is such a stupid statement.
Yeah,
there's no
this
Yankee
summer's
fan.
Gonna be, they're not going to play a meaningful game.
Yeah, okay.
It's a Halloween
episode. Do you think 1998 was boring?
1998 was classic.
1998 was the wins. Greatest baseball team I've ever seen. They won 114 games, and obviously they sealed the deal. They won the World Series. If your team is great, don't use the word boring.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if the Yankees are going to be great. They're off to a great start.
No, they're great.
We'll
over.
See if they can maintain this the
it's
rest
a wrap,
of May, June,
Evan.
July.
Come on.
Well, the Rays aren't going away, though, bro.
It's a wrap.
It's
you
a
know
wrap.
It's a wrap. I know it's a wrap.
I mean, their lead.
They know it's a wrap.
Their lead is only 4.5 games. You can't wrap up the American League East. And we know how good Tampa Bay's been over the years. So the Yankees are off to a great start. I'm not ripping anything that they're doing. But for you to proclaim on the radio on May 16th, it's over, that's a wrap, and this is boring, feels like something you may regret. It almost feels like something you should record, Big Mac, and just have in the files just in case.
We'll go through the motions now for the next 3 months. The Yankees will not play another meaningful game until October. And I'm good with it because, you know, let's just relax and enjoy a beautiful summer of old school Yankee baseball when you know the end. Like, that has not happened in the last couple of
Craig,
years.
Craig, how many times?
I know the way this season ends.
Craig, how many
with
times?
With another batter.
With another
batter.
How many times
have
the New York Yankees played the Tampa Bay Rays this season?
They have not.
They have not.
That's right.
Okay. The Tampa Bay Rays, as much as it boggles my mind, and it boggles everyone's mind, continue to pummel out 95-win seasons.
It's crazy to their credit.
To their credit.
Yeah.
They are hanging in there. They are playing well. They're 4.5 games out, and they haven't played the Yankees
yet.
Why
do you have to be a poo-poo
No,
party?
I'm not poo-pooing. The Yankees are off to a brilliant start, and I think they will win the division. Yeah. I'm poo-pooing or not poo-pooing. I'm trying to slow your roll. You just said on the radio, the season's over, and I'm bored.
It's a wrap.
They haven't played a game yet against their biggest rival, at least based on the last few years, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
So let's take a deep breath.
I don't want to
enjoy what
breath.
They're doing. They're off to an amazing start.
25-9.
Oh, I get it. I got nothing bad to say about
that. What are we talking about here? It's like they're playing against little leaguers. It's you know, the only team that's beaten them in a series is the Orioles, and the Orioles suck.
That's true.
Right? And I know why they beat the Yankees.
Why?
Because the Yankees know they suck.
That was it?
Yes.
They took their eye off the ball when they were in Baltimore that weekend?
Hey, Skip, what do we play tomorrow? The Orioles. Okay, I'm going out tonight. That's all that
is. I think you need to be very, very careful in the middle of May in any baseball season, whether it was with the Mets last year declaring them division champions, or it's even now with the Yankees. And I got nothing bad to say about the way they're playing. This is not anti-Yankees. This is you.
Yeah.
I'm being pro-Yankees, actually, by trying to calm you down. This season is not over.
I'd worry about the New York Mets right now.
You know
so
what, Craig? You thought the Penguins...
Because here comes
up, hold on. Before that, you thought the Penguins beat the Rangers in Game 5. You thought the Penguins beat the Rangers in Game 6. You
That's
probably thought... Yes, you did.
I predicted the score. score
no,
here.
No, during the game. Two-goal game. It's
over. You mean during the game?
It's a wrap.
No, I knew this team's different.
Stop it.
This team is different.
So in the middle of May, don't declare anything over. You're making a big mistake. Now, what do you want to say about the Mets?
Huh?
Got something to say about the Mets?
No, first place.
They have a bigger lead than the Yankees right now, but they are struggling, and it's been about...
look out.
It's been
here
about...
they come. Can you hear it?
What's that?
Can you smell it?
Smell what?
Here they come.
Who's here they come? No, no, I really have no idea what you're talking about. Who's coming?
Here they come.
Who?
Here comes Philly.
They lost. Did you say where they lost yesterday?
Yeah, bad. Here comes Atlanta.
They haven't played well either. The biggest concern is not Philadelphia or Atlanta. The biggest concern is as these teams struggle, and I think this was the biggest problem the Mets had last year, the Braves and the Phillies are not playing well. The Mets need to take advantage of it and create greater separation. And what's been concerning over the last 2.5 weeks, and like all season long, they haven't really had like a hot streak. No. You know what I mean?
And to be fair, I mean, the last 10, they're 500. They're 5-5.
Well, because they've been basically trading wins and losses. And assuming they can win tonight, they could avoid losing back-to-back games. They haven't lost back-to-back games in over a month. But yeah, it's been mediocre. Yesterday was particularly frustrating because they have this gallant comeback in the ninth. And they're set up with second and third, one out, and Starling Marte up. And this was going to be another one of those, oh my God, I can't believe they won this game moment.
Yeah.
And obviously, Starling Marte strikes out. They make the decision to walk Lindor and get to Alonso. And Alonso twice swings at sliders out of the strike zone, including that 3-2 pitch. Yesterday was particularly frustrating. But this is going to be a test now because Tyler McGill's banged up. Trevor Williams is making the start today. Let's see if the Mets can kind of respond to their first mini bump in the road that they have faced this season.
Tyler McGill's mom said something that fascinated me, by the way.
What's that?
So Tyler McGill has, what is he? It's not an injury. It's like
bicep
soreness, tendonitis, whatever the hell it is, right?
Yeah.
And she said something that, I don't know why, it just, it stayed with me, Evan.
What's that?
It, almost like a Teddy or Eleanor Roosevelt quote. Tyler McGill's mom said something over the weekend when it was announced that he was going on the DL that really rang true to me.
So is Tyler McGill's mom replace Zach Wilson's mom?
Well, she's far more like down to earth, it appears.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't mean in a negative way.
Yeah.
I mean in that we comment on her. She makes comments.
Well, I mean, listen, Tyler McGill's not the starting quarterback of the New York Jets, but he's a very important cog right now in the rotation for the Mets.
Sure.
And losing him it hurts for sure because he's been very, very good this year. In any event, Tyler McGill's mom came out and said, and I'm paraphrasing here, like, what do you... Now, she didn't say what do you expect. I don't want to put the wrong type of vibe
on
it.
No, I know what she said.
But
go
she
ahead.
Said...
It is interesting.
Humans aren't supposed to be able to throw the ball that fast.
Yeah.
Like, and this is my put on it. What do you expect? Like, at some point, they're all going to get hurt because you're not supposed to be able to do what they're doing.
I get that.
And I was fascinated by that.
Look, it's obviously a true statement. The human arm is not supposed to do that over and over and over again, but... there are major league pitchers who can make 30 starts a year every single year.
Yeah, but it was interesting from a guy's mom.
No, and she's right. Like, I'm not disputing that. We've said that about Jake, who's going to have another MRI today to make sure he's clean. Is it natural to throw that hard, that often, over and over again? But to be a major league pitcher and to be a reliable major league pitcher, you need to go out there every five or six days and make 30 starts a year. So while it may be unnatural, to be a successful major league starter, you got to do it.
Yeah. All right, we got lots to do today. If you're still basking in the glow of the Ranger Game 7 win in overtime at home, bring it. Of course, the Yankees on fire, the Mets with their first little test of the season. We got you covered all day long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.